Mark, what do you take from the first two games?
We know we can play with these guys. We know both games were tight. Both games, it's a battle on both sides. And we've came up on the wrong side of the win on both of them. But we know it's the series still not over. There's still lots of games left. So we're ready to take that challenge and go with it.
What's the emotional swing like when you're so competitive in a game like that, and then they get one late when you think you're right there and maybe going to tie the series?
It obviously sucks, but it's just that's hockey for you. It could have went the other way. We could have scored one in the last 30. So hockey's a cruel game at times, but teams that bounce back, are the ones that learn the most and the ones that gain more experience. So it's gonna be a tough battle, but every guy in this team isn't giving up. There's still lots of games left, and I'm ready to take that challenge in stride.
Is there anything to take from the third periods that you can help to improve next time around?
Obviously, there's some things, but obviously we're gonna go over video and we're gonna see the things that we could have done better. And the promising thing is, we were in both those games and we still can give a little more. And that's an exciting thing, and we're excited to get back to Winnipeg, and it's going to be exciting fans there, and we're excited for that.
A lot of players said last night you felt good about your game, but what adjustments need to be made? What needs to be improved on?
I think it's just a full 60 minutes is the biggest thing. We have to put a full game together and not have any let-ups throughout the whole game.